cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand.
All right, Chicago's own Gary Sinise began his career right here in Chicago as one of the founding members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company, launched a series of groundbreaking productions before taking the role that would change his life in unforeseeable ways, Lieutenant Dan, an Academy Award-winning film, Forrest Gump. The military community's embrace of the character of the disabled veteran was matched only by the depth of Gary's realization that America's defenders had not received all the honor, respect, and gratitude their sacrifices deserve. His 9-season run, starring in CSI New York, he's entertained more than a 500,000 troops around the world, eventually founding the Gary Sinise Foundation with a mission to serve and honor America's defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. And I'm proud to have Gary Sinise back on our program. Gary, good morning and welcome in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You know, I will tell you, thank you for your time on this important American holiday. And although there's a big difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, so appreciate what you do really every single day for our veterans.
Well, I appreciate that. We can never do enough as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. You talk a little bit about your foundation. You know, Forrest Gump premiered over 25 years ago, and many think that your passion for all this came from that movie, but it was part of it, but your desire to support our military came even a decade before the movie was released.
I have a lot of veterans in my family. My wife has veterans in her family. I have veterans on my side of the family. So it starts there. And way back when I met her brothers, they had both served in Vietnam. One was a helicopter pilot, 800 combat hours over Vietnam. The other was a West Point graduate. He was a platoon leader, like Lieutenant Dan. He served as a lieutenant, platoon leader. Then he went back for a second tour as a captain. I learned quite a bit from them, as well as my wife's sister's husband, who was a combat medic in Vietnam. And they really opened my eyes back in the yeah. early 80s yeah. to what it was like to serve in Vietnam and then come home to a nation that was completely and totally divided. And in many ways turned its back on the Vietnam veteran and in a lot of instances just shamed them and spit on them and really were insulting and very, very bad. So it was not only, hard to go there and serve in combat, but then when you return home and you're happy to be home and then you get spit on, just a terrible thing. So I took up the charge back in the 80s to try and just support the local Vietnam veterans in the Chicago area. And then 10 years later, I played Lieutenant Dan, and he was a disabled veteran, so I started supporting the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and then after September 11th, I was just teed up to go do what I could to help our Afghanistan and Iraq veterans just get through the day and help them out. And it manifested into the creation of my own foundation, and it's the reason I'm involved in the National Memorial Day concert, because I was doing all kinds of USO things, and yep. my buddy Joe Montaigne invited right. me to come and be a part of the National Memorial Day concert. Now I wouldn't miss it. I am so glad they keep asking me to come back every year.
And your foundation work continues. Earlier this year, you launched a national network to combat post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury among veterans and first responders. And those are absolutely top-line issues.
Yeah, we have something called the Gary Sinise Foundation Avalon Network. It's a partnership between the Marcus Institute for Brain Health and the Boulder Crest Foundation. Marcus Institute was started by Bernie Marcus, who's one of the founders of Home Depot, mm-hmm. and he's a very dedicated person to our veterans. And we have a terrible suicide epidemic within the military services, people struggling with mental wellness issues. So Marcus Institute is a place that's designed and created to help people, help our veterans through these difficult challenges that they face after their military service. Same thing with Boulder Crest Foundation. I met Ken Falk, who created the Boulder Crest Foundation and the Boulder Crest Retreat in Bluemont, Virginia, and that was a retreat. He's a former EOD Navy guy and wanted to create. He had a very successful in business, wanted to create a retreat for our veterans to come and heal. I started working with him and brought the DAV in, and we all started sending veterans to the retreat, and now it's turned into a great partnership to address this mental health challenge that we have. And you can learn more by going to the Gary Sinise Foundation and checking out the Avalon Network.
Gary, I just want to say, you are nothing short of an American hero yourself. And for myself and millions of others, I just want to tell you again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you do for our veterans and our first responders and their families every single day.
I sure appreciate that. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, pal. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next here on 720 WGN.